All right, here we are yet again with another episode of English and Coffee. It's your wonderful host, Damian, and tonight we are back at Boyd Lee Park, sipping on a 100% Colombian, 16-ounce, two sugars, and one French vanilla creamer. Let's go ahead and take that customary intro sip you've been waiting for all week. Still sipping the hot ones for now. Still sipping the hot ones. It's not quite warm enough for an iced coffee just yet, but as long as we're getting our caffeine in, who's going to complain? Today, I have a question for you. This is something that I've been rolling around for a few days, and I imagine a few of you out there have been contemplating the same thing. Has money lost its value? Not just the dollar, not just the ruble, not just the lira, anything out there. And the reason I've been asking this question is because when you look around the world, everybody is going through it. Some countries make more than others, but the people that live there have to pay more in taxes, they have to pay more for rent, so nobody's really getting the upper hand, except for one group of people. And I think we all know who they are, but we'll unpack that. Let's go ahead and take another sip, wet our throats before we dive in. And let's go. So think back to the last time that you walked into the grocery store or pulled up to the gas station. Did you notice the prices? Did you notice the little slight price hike in the gas, the milk, the eggs, the bread, things that we buy every day? Have you been to a restaurant lately? Have you noticed how they've increased the prices on the menu? They're asking for more money, but they're not increasing the portion size. The candy bars are smaller. Things are changing. But who's getting all this money? Where's all this money going? Because when you think about it, the powers that be make their money from you and me. You go to school, you get a job, and you start paying taxes. And those taxes aren't going back into your pocket. No, they're going into someone else's pocket. So the more people that work, the more people paying taxes, and the more money this group of people receive. And what do they do with this money? Do they give it back to you? Well, they say they give it back, but when you really need it, do you get it? No, because if they give it to you, it's called a loan. And then they charge interest on the money that they gave you. So there's just this never-ending cycle of recycled money. From the time you earn a dollar, it's already destined to return to its owner's hand. You go to work. Let's just say you get $1,000, a nice round number. You make a car payment. You pay interest on that. You get an oil change. You pay taxes on that. You get tires, you pay taxes on that. You drive your vehicle, you pay road tax. You get into an accident, they hike your insurance rates, but you pay taxes on that. You pay taxes on taxes. The money that you receive from your employer is taxed before it finally ends up in your hands. So this group or entity is continually slicing into the so-called money that we, the people, you and I, earn. It never stops. What is that about? You have people out here that can't pay for their medications. You have people that are struggling to pay rent. Some people don't even have a car. They can't afford a car payment. They can't get a loan. They work 40, 50 hours a week. They don't make enough money to even take their kids to Disneyland. And of course, there are people out there that say, well, I have millions. I don't have anything to worry about. Well, do you? Because all those millions won't mean anything if money loses its value. Last year, you spent $1 million. This year you have to spend $2 million because the million that you spent last year is even less than the year before. And then when you cut on the TV and you see how the powers that be, the entities, can just pull money out of thin air, cut on the printer and print as much as they like. Somebody hits a bridge. Oh, well, we'll fix it. With what money? The taxpayers' money. Okay. Just volunteering dollars that they didn't have to sweat to earn. What do you think? What's going on in your country? Of course, we know there are some countries out there whose currency doesn't match up to what the so-called standard is, the dollar. But at the same time, nobody's living any better or any worse, whether you get a dollar or you get a franc or you get a euro. Some people think we're headed for another depression. Some people are already in a depression. Buy gold, somebody's probably thinking. Buy silver. Buy real estate. Real estate's a safe bet, provided that you can pay the taxes on the property and the powers that be don't take it from you because you failed to pay your taxes on something that you own, or so they say you own it. The one thing that I believe everyone can agree on that will never really lose its value is time. From the moment you were born, you have a certain amount of time. Whether you're working, sitting on the couch, doing nothing, traveling around the world, it doesn't matter. Time. We can't add any more time, but we can waste it. Some people spend their entire day making money, which is not even a fraction as valuable as the time they have. Kids growing up without their fathers, mothers worried about putting food on the table, looking at their check, looking at the husband's check, trying to see how they can get little Junior a new uniform for his baseball practice. But, oh, you're an engineer, or you're a doctor, teacher, security guard. Everybody has the same struggles. Whether you pay $50, $500, or $5,000 a month in rent, it doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day. It's just money. Money doesn't have any value until you need something. Have you taken a look at Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrency? It's a fisherman's paradise. If you know what you're doing, you go in there with the right strategy, you can pull money out of the market all day long. Stock market, same way, all day long. So there's an abundance of money, but does it really mean anything? Easy to get, easy to acquire. Even though some people with short-sighted views that hold a mindset of scarcity play the victim card, there's an ocean of money around us. But at the same time, do we even need to pursue it as hard as we are? Sure, we need enough to pay for our goods, services that we need, but at the end of the day, is it all worth it? What do you think? In my personal opinion, I'm going to say that money is probably one of the worst things that happened to people. Of course, people have always had the tendency to trade one thing for another, whether it was 5 cows for this piece of land or 3 ducks for this house. But you always end up with this lopsided distribution. You have the people with all the cows and the people with no cows. And it seems that the people with all of the cows make most of the decisions. Now, just because they have cows doesn't mean they make the best decisions, but these are the ones making the decisions. So one has to wonder, if they didn't have all the cows, all the money, would people still allow them to make decisions for the majority? Let's take another sip. Money is a fairly simple thing once you wrap your head around it, take some time to understand how it works. Because once you understand how it works, it's not hard to acquire. It's actually easy to acquire. Right now, it's even easier to acquire than it was. But my thing is it worth it? Is there a better way? Is there a better way for people to obtain goods and services without money? What would happen if we just removed money from the world? What would happen? You go to the hospital, you need surgery, you don't have money, doctor doesn't want money. What could you do in exchange? What could you give for his time? Maybe you clean his house, wash his car, who knows? But is there another way? Is money really the best way for us to get the things we need? Maybe somewhere out there in the world there's a village or several villages and people don't even have money. I imagine they're probably some of the happiest people on the planet. Now, everybody out here with the so-called money, living the so-called good life, probably thinks, oh, well, they're primitive. They don't know any better. They don't have any clothes. Well, they don't care about all those things that people buy with money. Gucci shades, Tommy Hilfiger shirts, Dior. For what? None of that can extend the amount of time that you have on this earth. Shoes are shoes. A shirt is a shirt. Homeless people have been living on the street for years without money. They're still alive. Some people have been out there 20, 30 years. They eat, they sleep, they laugh, they get things done. Meanwhile, other side of town, somebody's slaving away 15, 16 hours a day, working 2 and 3 jobs just to keep a roof over their head. And they're literally one check away from being homeless, one bad decision away from pushing a shopping cart down the street. I think this is another powerful year for the world. 2023, it was about survival. 2024, it's about understanding and taking control of our lives. It's about cleaning off the lenses and seeing what's really going on in the world around us. Not just going with the flow, because you see where that's gotten us. And that's what was on my mind. That's what I've been rolling around. What about you? What's your opinion? Have you been contemplating some of those same questions? When you slide your card in the grocery store, what do you feel? Is money losing its value? And I will see you in the next one.